It's been 2 weeks, and have crews been consistently searching in that time frame?
Yeah, we've had people out every single day. We put a big push on for the last weekend. We had more than 50 people out over the weekend. We've had about 10 to 15 every day since we opened the command center ourselves. So there's still lots of people out. We could always use more, though. Boots on the ground is what we need the most.
The search is not over.
No, it's not.
Is there a point where you're going to call it quits? Is it when Zach is found or there's a result?
I mean, that is one of the things. If he's found, then obviously it's over. But also we have to keep in contact with his family and do kind of what they want, right? We're here to help them have some closure, and we're here to do what they need the community to do. So we keep in contact, and if they feel like it's time, then it's time. It's totally up to them. This is on their time frame, but we'll be here looking for him as long as they want.
For anybody that's interested in joining search, whether on the ground or if they happen to have equipment like a drone, how can they do that?
So if you come to the command center, it's at 37 Robert Boudreau Crescent, what's known as 37 Dirt Road on a lot of maps. All the information is on the Facebook group, Bring Zach LaFave Home as well. And they can come to the command center. We'll set them up with the GPS app we have. You have to come in and sign in so we can have your information so you can have access to the grids. And then we can put you on a grid and get you out searching.
Can you give us a little bit of perspective about how much ground has been covered so far?
So far, we've done 46 5-acre grids. And then also lots of people have put in kilometers and kilometers on their own, but have used our app that we've provided to record where they've been, and then that populates on our map as well, so we know those areas have been covered.
At some point there had been mention of, you know, Quinnen, the Wilson Road and things like that. Is that an area that you're focusing on, or is it primarily in this Plymouth area where he's last sighted?
Right, that's a great question. So we at the command post are concentrating our efforts here in Plymouth because we're doing a grid search, and this was the last absolute known place he was. You can't grid search everywhere. You can't grid search the world. It's taken us this long just to do 46 grids, and we have over 100 grids gridded out, with way more to be gridded if we have the people to do them. So it's just not feasible to do any other areas that we can't absolutely confirm that he was at. And just based on the timeline, it doesn't seem possible that he was actually on the Wilson Road. I mean, nobody knows for sure is the problem, but we know for absolute sure he was in this area around the time he went missing. So
you've been bolstered by drone operators. I was told that there are also canine searching. Can you shed a little light on that role and when the dogs came into play?
The family had some contact with the Canine Nova Scotia. They're here today. They're specialized dog searchers, and we're just here providing some manpower to help them do their job and get their search done.
Is there anything else I didn't touch on that you feel I should mention for a story?
I should mention the drones also. You did mention that earlier, but we'd love for people to get drones up in the air over areas. We are working with the Wings of Mercy. It's a program that has a software that is very good at finding and locating missing people. So we ask that you fly your drones, and then we have a Dropbox that's on the same Facebook site, and they will run it through their software to see if anything's found.